Barbie's team hunted down and slaughtered government officials and labor leaders, while Argentine specialists flew in to demonstrate the latest torture techniques, wrote Hodel. With Barbie's aid, Bolivia was soon a primary and secure source of cocaine for the emerging Medellin drug cartel. 2 years later, Barbie was captured and extradited to France, where he died in 1991 from cancer while serving a life sentence for crimes against humanity. Odessa also turned to gun running as a means of financing its operations. In fact, it was never intended only as an escape route for Nazis, but, at Bormann's instructions, it was set up as a profitable business enterprise as well. The plentiful supply of surplus arms in Europe turned out to be an immediately profitable commodity. In late 1945, U.S. military authorities became aware of a huge black market enterprise being operated out of Passau, a picturesque city located 90 miles northeast of Munich at the confluence of the Danube, Inn, and Ilse rivers. It was a connecting point between Germany, Austria, and Czechoslovakia, and a collection center for Axis arms. It was here that the weapons from three complete armies, the Hungarian Fifth Army and the German Fifth and Twelfth Armies, were stockpiled in an American-run depot. Rifles, machine guns, and ammunition were gathered at Passau, while millions of dollars worth of vehicles were cached at Mattinghofen, Austria. About $10 million worth of these war materials went missing, sold by black marketeers, mainly Odessa agents, German officials, and criminals, aided by a few Allied soldiers. In one of the greatest ironies of history, the bulk of this material was being shipped to Palestine for use both by Jews trying to create the State of Israel and by Arabs who violently opposed such an effort. On January 5, 1946, U.S. military intelligence officers, under the command of Colonel William Weaver of General Patton's G2 staff, were sent to Passau to make arrests. Instead, the agents were murdered, and the house in which they were staying was burned. One agent, Lieutenant William H. Spector, survived. Hospitalized with a kidney stone, Spector narrowly missed the massacre at Passau. Vowing to avenge his slain fellow officers, Spector was nonplussed to find that the entire affair was hushed up on orders of superior officers who declared it a security issue. Spector did learn that one of the men involved with the stolen arms, as well as the agents' deaths, was a Romanian national named Robert Abramovici.